Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, September the 29th, 2013. So, when we understand Africa, when we understand that Africa, Egypt, Kemet, Ethiopia, Dogon, the Twa, the African ancestors of the human family, because the Africans are ancestors not only of black people, African people, but the Africans are the ancestors of the human family. These African Hebrews are the original teachers of science. And it was these African ancestors that gave us what today is referred to as Big Bang, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the atom, string theory. All of these are sciences taken from Africa, disconnected from Africa, and the European scientists don't want us to know that these sciences come from Africa. Then the European scientists teach us that there is no God, no need for a God, and obviously no need for a goddess, because they don't even talk about goddess. But the Africans taught the reality of the Most High, no matter what name you want to use, the science of the Most High, and the science of creation, and the science of our connection with the Most High and connection with creation and the universe. So when we have that understanding and we read these words in the African Hebrew language, Old Testament, or European Greek language, New Testament, knowing that the African Hebrews produced the New Testament for the European Greek poor working class sisters and brothers, and Europe poor working class sisters and brothers, then we can see that these words are scientific words. The next definition of this word creation is institution and ordinance. Now the word institution, let's see what that word means. The word institution, a society or organization founded for a religious, educational, social, or similar purpose. An established law, practice, or custom. So, the Most High Father, Amen. The Most High Mother, Amenet. In Arabic, Father is Allah, and Mother is Allah. In the African Hebrew language, Father and Mother combined under the name Jehovah, Yehovah, Yahweh. Other names all over the earth for the Most High. In the tradition of the Native American people, indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, grandfather, grandmother. The Almighty instituted this universe for religious and educational and social and similar purposes, establishing the universal law, practice, and custom of existing. Existence, living life. So the universe organized as a universal society made up of the most infinitesimal elemental particles combined together to produce living and give birth to life. So the human family, straying from that path, straying from that reality, incurring the wrath of the Most High, because when you go against life and produce death, then life has to fight against death, and death has to die. My Rastafari sisters and brothers used to say, death is a force of nature, just like lightning. Though the righteous pass it every day. But those with evil in their hearts fear it. That is why there is no need to slay the wicked. Just leave them to face death and they will perish. Why? Because if you create nothing but death, institute nothing but death, you die in your death. But if you live life, life got to live and death has got to die. Ordinance, a piece of legislation enacted by a municipal authority. The authority is the Most High. And the legislation enacted is a legislation based on life. It says an authoritative order, a decree. So the Most High has decreed life for all, living, existing for all. So we take our orders from the Most High. We don't take our orders from the plutocrats, the wealthy, and the oligarchs, the few, the wicked ruling class and ruling families who are wealthy, because they, through warfare and bloodshed and death, hell, and destruction, have become wealthy through destruction. So we say no. We do not want to go that route. We want to go the route of the Most High. We want to put off idolatry. We want to put off this wicked system. We want to get up and stand up for equal rights and justice. We want to study quantum physics, quantum mechanics. We want to study string theory. We want to study the theory of relativity, but we want to understand that these are African teachings, African science, African Dogon, African Ethiopian Nubian Twa, African Kemet. Because when we study that reality, then we will be able to study the power of the Most High in the universe and the power of the Most High within ourselves. And from such righteous study, we will then be able to become justice of the people and give justice to ourselves. The next verse, next portion of this verse, it says, creation of God. Amen, Amenet, the Almighty Father, Amen, the Almighty Mother, Amenet, the hidden and unseen sacred masculine power, Amen, and the hidden and unseen sacred feminine power, Amenet, the union of sacred masculine, sacred feminine, that faithful and true witness, teaching us the union of the universe, teaching us the union of every particle of the universe, acting in union on sacred masculine and sacred feminine polarity, always giving birth to life, existing and living, giving birth to existing and living for all, with the universe as that conduit power, acting on the polarity of sacred masculine and sacred feminine, you and I, the image and likeness. The word image is the sacred masculine word. And the word likeness is a sacred feminine word. And this word creation, thesis, is a feminine word, because we are looking at the universe as the womb, and the womb is the feminine. The womb is the female. But there is no life in the womb until that germ of life called sperm contacts the egg, and you have begatting, and conceiving, acting in union to give birth to new life. Now, this word God in the Greek language is Theos, found under the number 2316 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means God or goddess, a general name of deities or divinities. Why is it God or goddess? Because this is taken from Elohim. Elohim is gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Elohim is the word in the African Hebrew language that describes in general all spirit divine entities, also descriptive of you and me as we are spirit divine deities, entities living in human flesh. This word also means the Godhead or the Trinity. Trinity is the Almighty Father God and the Almighty Mother Goddess. And you and I are the children. We all make up the Trinity. You and I are all Christ in human flesh, children of the Most High. Christ is the universe. Christ is that power in the universe. Christ is the power in the earth. Christ is the power within you and me, that Christ spirit within you and me that is giving animation to this human flesh. God the Father, first person in the Trinity, and Holy Spirit, third person in the Trinity, and Christ, second person of the Trinity. But you and I are Christ in human flesh. You and I are Haile I Selassie I. You and I are the might, power, and glory of the Holy Trinity. You and I are the glory of God, might of God, power of the Most High. You and I are made lower than the angels, like Christ made lower than the angels and given power in human flesh to run creation. You and I, like Christ, because we are Christ in human flesh, petitioned the Most High to prepare a body for us, that we may in that body come to the earth realm and stand for truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. Stand for the Sabbath, which is alleviation of the earth of all debt slavery, all colonialism, all exploitation, returning of the land, wealth, and the resources back to the oppressed, poor, working class, masses of the people. This is some of the definition of Theos, the true, deep definition of Theos. The word Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah is the word that really means father and mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Jehovah, Jehovah, the Lord, as having the attribute of begetting, that is father, and conceiving, that is mother. Spoken of the only and true God. To be a true God and a true goddess, we become children of the Most High and connect to the Most High. Refers to the things of God. Now we're looking at the universe. We're looking at all the elements, the elemental details of the universe, the particles, the protons, the electrons, the neutrons, the molecules, the atoms, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the Milky Way, the constellations, all the nebulous, all of these various entities and particles of the universe. All of this is Theos. His counsels, interests, things due to him. So the counsels of not just his, but her. The Almighty is father and mother, Father God and Mother Goddess, the councils. So the council is a gathering of entities that share with one another. A council is advice, especially that given formally. Lawyer or lawyers conducting a case, they are called councils. So the lawyers are the Almighty Father, Amen, Amenet, and Mother Amenet. The Almighty Father, Amen. The Almighty Mother, Amenet. The councils are the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, all of the physical entities of the universe, all of the molecules, all of the particles, all of the atoms, all of the protons, neutrons, and electrons. These portions of the universe that act on the power of the Most High to teach us that we must advocate on behalf of the poor working class masses of the people, so that we may give counsel concerning existing, give direction and information concerning existing and living for all. The interests of the Most High, the things that are due the Most High. All of us are due the Most High. All of us emanate from the Most High, come from the Most High, are birthed from the Most High, and we are due the Most High. Our actions and life are due the Most High. We are not creators of ourselves. So since we did not create and give birth to ourselves, then we owe our lives to the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. We owe our interests. The interests of the Most High are the interests that have to do with existing and living and life. It says in this definition, whatever can in any respect be likened unto God or resemble him in any way. Remember what we said about the image and likeness of God? Well, let me see if I can remember. I believe image, which is masculine, had to do with resembling the Most High. And likeness, which is feminine, had to do with being similar to the Most High. So, image, masculine, resemble, and likeness, feminine, similar. See, all of us and every entity within the universe, particles, molecules, bodies, physical structures of the universe, we all have resemblance and similarity to the Most High spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Attributes and characteristics of the Most High permeate all in the universe. God's representative or vicegerent. Now, in the African Arabic language, the word for representative or vicegerent is khalifa. If I have my information correct, and I believe I do, teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad, Minister Louis Farrakhan, Minister Malcolm X, my Minister Louis Farrakhan, vicegerent. Mankind, man and woman, are the natural representatives and vicegerent of the Most High in the earth realm. Remember, made lower than the angels, given power to rule the universe and creation. Psalm division 8. And then Hebrews picks it up. Made lower than the angels. Christ. So man is Christ. Woman is Christ in human flesh. Made lower than the angels. Given a body prepared by the Most High to come into the earth realm as the might, power, and glory, Haile I, Selassie I, of the Trinity, to do what? To rule, to be a magistrate, This is the word, all of this is the word God in the Greek language, theos, which is gods and goddesses. And this is defined also as magistrates and judges. All of this definition, all of this meaning. And so the poor working class masses of the people, we have been denied all that the Most High intended for us. All of these definitions wrapped up in the word theos. So we say God, but we don't know that it's from the Greek language theos, and we don't know the African Hebrew roots and the African Kemet, African Nubian, Dogon, African Twa, African Ethiopian roots. And so we don't go into the definitions of these words and connect them to African teaching for the human family, not just for black, but for brown, red, yellow, and white, all of the members of the human family, poor, working class, oppressed masses. And so the wicked ruling class and ruling families have denied us this knowledge, denied us this wisdom. And so they rule, but they're not legitimate rulers. House of Rothschild, Oppenheimer's, they are illegitimate rulers. You and I are the rightful ruler of this earth. Rastafari said this of Haile Selassie, but that I is you and me. So Haile Selassie, as the poor working class masses of the people, rightful ruler of this universe, rightful ruler of this earth. So we are the vicegerent. We are the representatives of the Most High, and we must reconnect with this reality so that we may give justice to each other and be justice of the people. Now let's move to the Quran for a little while. Quran chapter 6 verse 85 section 10, dealing with the prophets among Abraham's descendants. Abraham defined as father of many. How can you be the father of many? Looking at ourselves, how can we? And see, all of these words are indicative of characteristics and attributes that are within ourselves. All of us are fathers of the multitudes, and all of us are mothers of the multitudes. Sacred masculine, sacred feminine working together. Bob Marley, he would in his concerts use the word children in his songs, looking at we, the poor working class masses of the people, as his children, wanting to teach the children, wanting to teach the men, the women, the babies, the boys, the girls. So if you look at the people as your children, you can't abuse the people. You can't join Al-Qaeda. You can't join Al-Nusra. You can't join the military of Britain, the military of Israel, the military of America, and anyone's military, and then kill and destroy the image and likeness of the Most High in human flesh. That's your sister. That's your brother. Or if you are a teacher, those are your children. Those are your pupils. And a pupil is the center of the eye. And the youth, the children, the babies, the students are your pupils. These are they through whom you are able to see. Associate with the young. Associate with the youth. Associate with the babies and the children. Associate with your students and see that the students are they through whom you are able to see the universe in the reality. And so you're teaching the youth. You're teaching the babies. You're teaching the children. You're teaching your students because you want to see clearer and you want to see better and you want the youth and the babies and the children and the boys and the girls and the students to acquire sight and insight into themselves and insight into the universe and insight into the power of the Most High. So you are a father and a mother of students and children and multitudes. So Abraham is teaching that we should see students and we should see children and we should see babies and be fathers, be mothers, beget and conceive attributes, characteristics, actions that uplift and build and create and not destroy. And so we have come down to verse 85. The descendants of Abraham. And verse 85 says, and we who? Allah, the Almighty Father, and Allah, the Almighty Mother. We gave him who? Abraham, the father of the multitudes, the chief of the multitudes. And for there to be a father, there must be a mother. And mother is Sarah. It's so interesting. Sarah having to do with the princess, but having to do with power of a queen. But Sarah is in Africa Kemet, son of Ra, son of the Almighty, personified in the attributes and characteristics of the sun, son of the attributes that are represented by the rays of the sun permeating the earth, permeating vegetation, causing photosynthesis for what? For growth, for life. And so we're looking at all of these attributes and characteristics, being the father, being the mother, bringing in life, sacred masculine, sacred feminine, working together, causing photosynthesis within each other. And so we're going to be going into the names of the descendants of Abraham, going into the definitions to see more into ourselves. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.